I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1052. You are safe. If you're like me, you might be thinking, yeah, right. I don't think so. That's a fairy tale pipe dream. I get it. Safety's a big deal to me. I'm first to admit that. And the old world is getting more and more unsafe all the time, or so it seems. Crime is rampant, police are handcuffed instead of handcuffing criminals. Ne'er-do-wells are free to cause havoc and even harm people. So on one level, that's absolutely right. Just a week or so ago, we had a man pull a knife on one of our elders right out in front of the church doors. Scary stuff. But on another level, we are indeed safe. Let me explain. T2G is about love, loving God and loving others. And I believe that to the extent that we understand the completeness of God's love for us and the consequences of that love in us, we will feel more and more safe. I like what Bernadette Delvin wrote. The will of God will never take you to where the grace of God will not protect you. To gain that which is worth having, it may be necessary to lose everything else. There are those times when this old world is scary. Bad things do happen to good people every day, all day. And this episode is not trying to deny any of that. But what if I told you that there's a person who is on your side, in your corner, and who has already overpowered the worst this world can do to you, including death? Of course, you know where I'm going with this. But even in the Jewish scriptures, before we get to Jesus, we have this protector image of God. Listen to Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of night or of the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Wow, that's a big promise. It's images of God as shelter and refuge and anchor and more. But what about all the bad stuff? Well, crazy Christians don't fear the bad stuff because the world is powerless to take from you that which lasts forever. You say, P. Tim, I might get sick. Yeah, you might. I might get mugged. That's true. I might die. Well, you will die. But in Jesus and with Jesus, you're still safe forever. Here's the great question. What would it take for you to believe that? What would it take for you today to embrace the concept that no matter how bad, violent the world might get, still you're safe? Let's pray this hymn of safety. Under his wings, I'm safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him. I know he will keep me. I am redeemed and I am his child. Under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide, forever. Under his wings what refuge in sorrow? How the heart yearningly turns to his rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort, and there I am blessed. Under his wings, oh, what precious enjoyment! There will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Thanks be to God. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1053. In the meantime, you see, God's people, in the most terrifying situations, I'm talking about lion's den, fiery furnaces, facing beheading, you name it. And yet, they don't seem to be afraid. They seem to be at peace. Because safety doesn't mean no trouble. It means trouble can't ultimately win. How would your life be different if you believed that you really are safe.